You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
What inspired you to construct a guideline that is specifically focused on brand owners interacting with Māori culture?
Sure. Increasingly, every year, cultural appropriation seems to be on the rise. And most of the time, it's just because people don't genuinely understand or know the damage they're doing. And so I can spend hours and hours dealing with these brand owners, talking to media. So I figured it was just quicker to write the guidelines.
So often people who could be well-meaning believe that giving a business a Māori name or Māori imagery is an act of solidarity, but this isn't always the case, is it?
Oh, no, definitely not. So some people, those people who believe it's positive or solidarity or whatever often don't check the actual meaning of the word or check, check with the owners or the local iwi. There's quite a range of different avenues people should go down, which they don't. And I think just last year there was two notable brands in New Zealand who attracted quite a lot of media attention. One of the organisations ended up rebranding and, they suffered some reputational loss. And then another organisation weren't aware that their brand had multiple meanings as opposed to the one meaning they thought the brand had.
What are some common missteps businesses take in attempting to incorporate Māori culture into their branding?
So using inappropriate images, there's some businesses believe because there's an image on the internet, they can, without a copyright notice, that they can use it. Common icons such as the tiki, which is actually a deity of fertility, yet a lot of people just consider it kiwiama and that it doesn't have any cultural significance. Using names, ancestors' names is another common issue. And also using various Māori imagery on alcohol or on food when in the Māori culture that would be seen as being unacceptable.
How does associating Māori culture with products like alcohol, vapes, food personally affect Māori and enhance stereotypes?
Sure. So I think there certainly used to be a lot of stereotypes that Māori are all overweight and they smoke and they drink. And then by applying branding to those products, just can further reinforce that that stereotype. And it can also encourage Māori to use those products despite them being negative, to the person's individual health. And as a negative stereotype. Then there's the cultural issues where Māori was so heavily impacted in the negative with alcohol and tobacco that it's kind of it could be seen as being insulting to Māori when you're using Māori branding to promote those products.
How can businesses avoid these mistakes?
Speak to the local Māori organisations or local iwi, actively seek a Māori brand consultant, talk to local families, but basically engage with your local Māori communities is a positive step forward. Quite often, it'd be quite a simple, oh, no, you shouldn't do that because of this, or yeah, that should be fine, but maybe go and talk to this person. If we're in the business world, when we want advice on something, we, it's just expected we go and pay for that advice. Now, for some reason, when it comes to Māori cultural advice, there seems to be a differing opinion that, you don't have to go out and pay for the advice. So I think that's a bit of a mindset shift that needs to occur.
And do you believe that there has been a rise around cultural sensitivity, and has it lessened acts of cultural appropriation in recent years?
I think with technologies like the internet, social media, and the general acceptance of New Zealand society with Māori culture and with Te Tiriti, we're now getting more of a voice, and there's more understanding of the cultural appropriation, which has essentially been happening since colonisation occurred. The first Europeans arrived here, we were basically suffering cultural appropriation then. But due to the society's views of Māori, it's only until recently we've been able to have a voice and be taken seriously. That's also reflected with the Trademarks Act. I mean, it's only recently that Māori rights were actually incorporated into law with trademarks, despite trademark laws being around for decades and decades.
And for listeners interested in your guideline, where can they access it?
Oh, sure. So tauru.maori.nz/branding. There's a text version and a download PDF version. It's all totally free for anyone who wants to use it. And especially, I think there's going to be a lot of value in it for students, marketing students, and other students who are interested in branding and cultural appropriation in general.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.